Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
What is not happening today? This morning, Democrats reeling, Republicans pivoting.
If you ever wondered how Joe Biden could get the border so screwed up, remember, he had help.
An attack ad made by a pro-Trump group is already airing in key battleground states.
That didn't take but a second. ABC's Rhiannon Ally there reporting the GOP wasting no time following the weekend announcement that President Biden will not seek re-election. He has endorsed his Vice President Kamala Harris, who is set to visit Milwaukee tomorrow. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy, who just left Milwaukee following the RNC, live with us this morning. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. You know, I've been thinking about it since I left Milwaukee as I was on with Jessica and Greg and John and Julia, and I probably made some predictions that didn't bear out. So forgive me in advance for anything I might say here this morning, but wow, what a weekend it has been, and what a new dynamic race we have, as the majority of House Democrats have now come out and said that they support Kamala Harris's run, and they've endorsed her along with key union leaders, governors of various states, and the momentum is tremendous. Overnight, there was a call organized for African-American women in support of Harris. More than 45,000 people were reportedly on that Zoom call, and that's just the latest example of just this enormous and very sudden groundswell of support on the left, a new energy on the left in the wake of the president's shocking announcement yesterday at midday that he would be stepping out of the race, not resigning from office, but stepping out of the race.
So let's go to the other side then. I recall from one of those campaign briefings, Eric and I were at one of those in the morning, a question came up about a vice presidential debate. It was right after the J.D. Vance announcement. And a Trump campaign official sort of quipped, well, we don't know who the vice presidential candidate will be at this point. It was a joke, but clearly indicated that they knew this was possible, if not imminent.
Well, it certainly seemed very likely going into the weekend. And the reporting indicates that members of Joe Biden's inner circle huddled with him on Saturday. Remember, he's still in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, recovering from COVID. And the word was that they sat with him and they from a distance and explained that they had data that indicated that he was not going to win in November. And that is what led him to the decision to remove himself from the running. And so now it's a completely different race, as I say. This morning, just in the last few minutes, the super PAC that supports Donald Trump, MAGA Inc., Make America Great Again Inc., has a new fact sheet, as they describe it, looking at Kamala Harris's record. They call her a weak on crime prosecutor when she served as San Francisco's district attorney. Kamala Harris owns Joe Biden's open border. You heard that clip from the Rhiannon Ally piece as you led into this segment, that illustrates that the Trump campaign is ready to go. We had reported over the weekend before the president's announcement that he wasn't going to run that the Trump campaign was already digging into possible number twos on a Kamala Harris ticket. And you imagine that that work continues speedily with dossiers being prepared on all of the possible contenders who could join her on a ticket.
And I have to assume, too, Stephen, that there's going to be a lawsuit or three. It just seems like that would be the next likely step from the GOP side of things to file a complaint in one of these states.
Well, look, the experts we've talked to say that there's no grounds to do that because the Democratic convention has not yet been held. The fact that there were primaries that have been held, sure, that's one thing, but there's no that was not necessarily indicative. I mean, the primary in any one state doesn't necessarily impact the ultimate outcome.
Sure.
So I don't know that there's anything there. I do know that there was a lot of talk about the possibility, but it seems to me that if the Democrats can get their ducks in a row and nominate someone, be it Harris or anybody else, by a certain state's deadline, that gets ahead of that.
Talking with ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. On the Democratic side, Stephen, how does this play out? Say ultimately it is Vice President Harris who gets that nomination. Do the Democrats at least have to offer the view or the idea that there was a contest, that there was a battle, that other people had a chance? I mean, there are other people who are saying, like, I don't know, why not me?
Well, the one person who has been talked about, although this morning in an interview he suggested it, he's not necessarily interested, is Joe Manchin, the now independent senator from West Virginia who left the Democratic Party earlier this year.
Right.
There have been some rumblings that maybe he might re-register as a Democrat to challenge Harris. I don't think he's going to win a majority of the delegates. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think that it might be significant for the Democrats to show the country that there was some sort of process, that this wasn't a sudden coronation. I mean, look, it's difficult for all the obvious reasons in Democratic politics right now. There's the historic nature of a Kamala Harris candidacy, the first black woman, the first South Asian woman. You know, the fact that she is the sitting vice president clearly gives her a leg up. There's the practical reality, the fact that she now controls the campaign cash, close to $100 million that she's able to spend without complications. If another candidate were to emerge, it'd be extremely much more difficult for that candidate to access that money that's already been raised. And so for all those reasons, I think that Kamala Harris is very likely to ascend to the top of the ticket. If there's there shouldn't really be much doubt about it this morning, but let's see how it all plays out.
ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. You got out of here okay, right, Stephen?
I was very fortunate not to have to worry.
Friday.
Let me tell you something. When I was at the airport on Friday, there was a 2.5 hour wait just at bag check for Delta Airlines. Nothing against any one airline in particular. Right. We all had the troubles with the CrowdStrike strike, but I was very fortunate not to have any myself.
It was great to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
You bet, guys.
We should mention Vice President Harris will be in Milwaukee tomorrow. No details yet on where, when, that type of thing, but the VP will be in Bruce City.